John, that had to be a frustrating game to lose just because your team played pretty solid hockey for three periods.
Yeah, we played well.
Can you just comment a little further on the brand of hockey that you played and just not being able to finish?
Yeah, we grinded. It was a game where there wasn't much room on the ice for either team as far as scoring chances. And we talked about going into the third period, not opening up, just staying with it and trying to find a way in those minutes to tie the game. And I thought we did a lot of good things. I thought we defended well. And, again, neither team got too many scoring chances, but they find a way to win.
John, your approach to that power play, the game right there with you.
Yeah, there's no sense in me commenting on the goal. There's nothing good coming out of my mouth with that, so I'm not even going to comment on their winning goal.
Should there have been a hand pass there? The plane?
I'm not even going to comment on the winning goal.
You guys went through a day here where obviously there were a lot of distractions. The ability of your team to refocus and play the kind of game that it did today. Mm-hmm. I know you said that's part of the business, but they did it and did a good job of it.
Yeah, it's part of being a pro. You know these days come as players. It's all part of it. And for the most part, we played a really good hockey game against a good team. We come out in the short end of it.
As a coach, a guy who's trying to build something here, is there a sense of relief to come through this day with all of your pieces still in place? It's fairly unusual.
Yeah, you know, I haven't even thought about all that. I was just too busy worried about getting ready to play this game. As I've said, I think we have good pieces here. I think we're developing the proper way. We've made progress as a team, so we keep on working on it.